WMRG 95.7. We are so glad you'll be with us here again tonight here. We are into our second hour, and boy, I'll tell you what, we got a great show coming up here in the third hour tonight. We're going to recap the good folks here from the Abbey's Helping Hand in the third hour. Joining us in that third hour tonight will be Dale Nelson again. Carol Sauerhofer will be with us. And Jason Bowser will be with us in the third hour tonight. This is the classic oldie show here, the golden oldie show, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, with your host, the G-Man, right here live in North Carolina, 82 degrees under beautiful skies tonight. It is right now, I'll tell you right now, folks, you wouldn't believe what a beautiful night. Sunrise here in the Carolinas this morning, sunshine all day long. We have had nothing but a beautiful, beautiful day. And we are going to continue right on here tonight, take and give you some of the classic golden oldies here tonight. We have got another hour coming up, but right now in the next 30 minutes here, we're going to kick back, take you back to the 50s, 1952, 53, all the way to 1957. And to kick it off right here now, Mr. Johnny Rivers and Seven Son. Y'all sit back now, boys and girls. Here we go.
About the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise the dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. A beat, heal a sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. My one they call the seventh son.
Johnny Rivers and the Seven Son. Folks, back in the days in California, back in the early 50s, the most famous nightclub, the Whiskey-A-Go-Go, Johnny Rivers made his debut, also with the late, great, most fantastic Dick Clark, American Bandstand, for a lot of you baby boomers that might remember them days back there in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with the classic oldies. 82 degrees right here at 7:05 in the Carolinas. I am the G-Man right here. WMRG 95.7 live on the FM side of the jukebox. Don't forget, coming up at 7:30 on the hour here, the good folks here with Abby's Helping Hand. We're going to recap this past weekend's event that took place up there in Connecticut. And from what I understand, Mother Nature tried to put a blanket over it. But you know what? all was outstanding. Mother Nature tried, but faith, hope, the walk of hope, and all of the people that showed up, they weren't going to let Mother Nature get in their way. They got out there and they raised a whole lot of money. They had a great time. We're going to talk about that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So sit back, relax, everybody. All you guys and dolls out there, poodle skirts, saddle shoes, greased hair back. You remember the days cruising down the boulevard, cruising down the strip to your malt shop where on Friday night it was nothing but hot rods and the looks of the pretty girls. Here we go once again. How about a little bit of crystal blue persuasion here with the G-Man?
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh-hoo-hoo. People are changing. Ain't it
Tommy James and Crystal Blue Persuasion. Here it is, 7:10 right here in the Carolinas. Beautiful night out there tonight. Don't forget this weekend, everybody, if you're out about and you're looking for something to do, Don't forget to stop down into Matthews, North Carolina. The Jazz Festival this weekend here takes place on Friday, Saturday. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty good for those 2 days right there. They are calling for some rain on Sunday. It looks like maybe Sunday night into Monday. Chance of rain about 60% down here in the Carolinas. Yeah, we just got done with a big dose of rain here, folks. We had about 5 inches of rain come through here the last couple of days. Today was a beautiful day, got up in the high 80s today, and tomorrow they're calling for about 40% chance of showers late afternoon, but only 40%. So, you know, let's roll the dice. Let's have a little bit of Vegas odds here. It could go. It may not. They say 40% chance of rain, but you know what? That's 60% chance that it may not rain. Look at it that way. Check out the odds, and who knows? You never know. But don't forget, folks, coming up here at the bottom of the hour here, we got a very special show again lined up tonight. Carol Sollerhofer will be with us again tonight. Dale Nelson will be with us tonight. And another one of their members from the board, Jason Bowser, will be with us tonight also to recap this past weekend here with the Abby's Helping Hand, the Walk for Abby that took place up there in East Windsor, Connecticut. We understand that even though Mother Nature threw some rain at them and that, they still had an outstanding time. They had a great turnout, raised a whole lot of money, had some good things take place up there. So we're going to recap that and find out all about that tonight. And don't forget, up there at Stafford Motor Speedway, the Spring Sizzler, Waterford Speed Bowl, Waterford, New London, got some great racing taking place up there. This show, the WMRG 95.7 FM, is underlined from the good folks at Abby's Helping Hand. Want to send a special shout-out tonight to our good friend Cliff. Cliff, thank you for the T-shirts. Great job. They're awesome. They fit good. Want to send out a thank you for those T-shirts, man. And we appreciate everything that you do for us and everything up there for Abby's Helping Hand and all the racers up there in the New England area. Cliff Nelson, been a long time friend up that way in New England, and been involved with quite a few of the iconic racers and history of racing up throughout the New England area. Stafford Speedway, Thompson Motor Speedway, Riverside Park Speedway, when it was up and running. And just an all-around great person. We want to, like I say, make sure we send a special shout to him and say thank you. Don't forget, folks, like I say, stick around at the bottom of the hour. Got a great show coming up. But I say we kick back. What do you think about getting out there on that dance floor, shifting a little bit of right, twisting a little bit of left here? And I think if we all play our cards right, we could get out here and really have some fun. How about if we kick back a little bit and do a little cheek-to-cheek, hugging-to-hugging type dancing here? We're going to take you all the way back in the early days with a little bit of Gary Lewis and the Playboys and this diamond ring. is a classic oldie right there. Well, let's keep it going. Let's stay out there on the dance floor. Why stop now? Let's get a little bit closer, cheek to cheek, snuggle up, hold your squeeze them tight, because we're going to sit back with a little bit of Bobby Darin here with Dream Lover.
Come my way, girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you?
Bobby Darin and Dream Lover. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, all you boys and girls, all you guys and Dales, gals and Dales, and all kinds of stuff going on out here tonight. Speaking of Dale, speaking of guys and girls, we got a great show coming up for you at 7:30 here tonight at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be broadcasting live on 95.7 on the FM side of the internet here. The good folks from Abby's Helping Hand will be with us here tonight. Carol, Dale, and Jason will join us for a recap of what happened this past weekend with the walk for Abby up there in East Windsor, Connecticut. And like I say, we've got a great show coming up. Don't go away. Stay tuned. Get yourself another cold drink here if you want. You know what? I tell you, we sit here, we reminisce about the old days back in the 50s and 60s and the baby boomer days, and hit the malt shop there and sit down with a good old cheeseburger and french fries and put your 10 cents into the jukebox and listen to some of the classic oldies here. But this weekend, we are going to kick it up a notch. We're going to kick some tires and light some fires, but we are going to get straight out outlaw with outlaw country music. That's right. This Friday night, don't go anywhere. Stick around. We have a show on the FM side here with the G-Man. Outlaw country music. It'll be time to saddle up, cowboy up, and make yourself known, because we got everything from the Moonshine Bandits. We got the Lax coming in. We have got Tom Hicks coming in. Boy, I tell you, we have got some of the best in outlaw country music coming in this weekend for the Sons of the South Outlaw Country Music right here at 95.7 with the G-Man. That's this weekend, so don't make any plans. If you can't catch the show, don't forget you can always catch us on the replay here. All the radio shows here with the G-Man, 95.7 WMRG shows. You'll be able to upload, replay, rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I guarantee you're not going to miss a thing. You are not going to be able to say, gee, man, I didn't catch the show. Gee, man, I didn't hear this. Or gee, man, I didn't catch that. Well, you know what? You need to listen up, pay attention, because you will not miss a thing if you're listening to the G-Man right now. All you got to do is click on the replay button, and you'll be able to catch the show 24/7, I guarantee. You ain't going to miss a thing. We ain't going to let you down like that. So stick around, everybody, here. It is 7:21 in the Carolinas with the G-Man right here at the Classic Oldie Show tonight. What do you say? Should we do another cheek-to-cheek, let you get a little bit closer before we kick one in here and cruise down the boulevard? I think we ought to. This is a classic right here, back from 1956. They call it Blue Moon.
Bom 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 dang 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 bom ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon blue moon. Dang it, dang, dang, for ding it all, ding, boom. Dang it, dang, dang, for ding and all, ding, boom. Boom, 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 for dang it, dang, dang, for ding and all, ding, boom.
Yeah, everybody, a little bit of Blue Moon. I'll tell you what, everybody, right now, WMRG 95.7 here with the G-Man. Before we take that cruise down the boulevard here, you remember them days, everybody, we sit back close to close, driving down that boulevard to your favorite mall shop. Well, I'll tell you what, before we do that, we got to remind you all, don't forget, at 7:30 tonight, got a great show coming in here tonight. All the good folks will be with us back here tonight from Abby's Helping Hand to recap this weekend here that took place. Don't forget to join us. Carol, Dale, and Jason will be here at 7:30 tonight. Join us live. It is 81 degrees, 7:24 in the Carolinas with the G-Man tonight. Folks, what do you think? Should we hit one more time? Y'all remember the old legendary Mr. Dick Clark, the late, great Dick Clark in the days. Well, whiskey a go-go, Mr. Johnny Rivers. How about a recap on that before we kick in the next hour on the third hour here? Everybody sit back, get out there on the dance floor with a little bit of Memphis, Tennessee, and Johnny Rivers. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's guest time on American Bandstand, one of the hottest records in the country. No pun intended, in the middle of July. Ladies and gentlemen, a song called Memphis, a man named Johnny Rivers.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She
was on the top side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Right there in the Wanderer. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody, the bottom of the hour coming up here, 7:29 and 48 seconds here. WMRG 95.7. You are with the G-Man live here on the FM side. Don't forget this weekend, everybody, I told you once, I'm going to tell you again. I ain't going to tell you no more after that, because Friday night, y'all need to saddle up. Y'all need to cowboy up, because it is nothing but the best and outlaw country music. That's right, Friday night, join the G-Man right here, 95.7, as we get it up, kick them tires, and light some fires right here with the best in outlaw country music. this Friday night. Join the G-Man 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock as we bust them loose. All right, everybody, we did promise you 7:30. We're going to get back down here and talk to the folks from the Abby's Helping Hand and do a recap from this weekend here. Joining us here now on the FM side right here, 7:30 p.m., 80 degrees here in the Carolinas under beautiful skies. I am the G-Man here. Tonight's show is under life and the good folks at Abby's Helping Hand out of East Windsor, Broadbrook, Connecticut area up there. And coming to the show, everybody, will you please, Carol, Dale, and Jason. Everybody, Abby's Helping Hand is in the house. Hey, everybody, what's up?
We're here.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Oh, man, I told you like I told you last time. I'm finer than the frog hair split four ways. Hope you all the same.
We are. We are. Although feeling like frogs because it's very wet here.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we had 5 inches of rain down here in the Carolinas over the last couple of days. But before we get going, Jason, I want to make sure I want to welcome you to the show. This is your first time here with the G-Man on 95.7 here. Jason, pronounce your last name for me. Pronounce your last name.
My last name is Bowser.
Okay. I need you to speak up or come to the speaker just a little bit closer there if you could, so we don't want you to be left out there.
Sorry, G-Man.
Well, oh, that's cool, man. You're good now. You're good. Guys, listen, I know Mother Nature, she tried to put a little bit of that hoodoo voodoo on you this weekend, but, man, I tell you what. I want to know all about it. I'm pumped up, psyched. I heard we still had a great turnout. Carol, how about you coming to the mic first and tell us all about the weekend?
Well, our supporters came out so faithful to us. About 670 supporters came out despite the inclement weather, and we were so happy to see them all in their pink shirts. It was a great day despite the weather.
That's awesome. Dale, I was talking with Cliff there and the other day, and we were talking about the rain and how Mother Nature and how bad the rain was down here. But Dale, all in all, a little bit on the weekend here, the folks came out, they had a great time. Little bit about the participation. How about giving us about some of the ups here and the happy sides and the good things that took place Saturday?
Well, like Carol said, we had 670 participants, and that was wonderful. It was down a tad. We think it was due to the weather, but the registration went seamlessly. They had a couple of lines going, and that went fine. The raffle went great. We had a face painting. We had hay wagon. We had handprints put on it because, as you know, Abby's Helping Hand.
Yep.
We had Jimmy Boyle there with kids signing sheet metal in the back of the car. We had a DJ, Image DJ out of Stratford, Connecticut. We had in the morning, we had coffee and donuts. In the afternoon, when the guys came back from the walk, we had hot dogs and hamburgers, water and chips. So we were busy. I mean, from 7 o'clock in the morning when we started to set up with 5 grills, Jason?
Yes, 5 this year.
5 grills. We were busy right through until 1 o'clock when we took everything down and put tables back where they belonged and all of that. We're very fortunate that the Park and Rec has allowed us to use the reservoir. It's a great setting for Abby's Helping Hand Walk. It allows us to spread out a little bit and allows us to have lots of things going on. We had more dogs this year than I've ever seen. We had a pack of Sammies. Samoyeds. They are gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Therapy dogs.
Therapy dogs. And so the whole day was remarkable. The weather wasn't the best, but you know what? It didn't dampen our spirits.
No, because Lee, we talked about it before. You know, something like this here is we have to have faith. You have to have, we call it the walk of hope. We, you know, the walk for a miracle. Rain, it doesn't matter, folks. I mean, we could sit here all day and we have to be positive. We've got to stay positive when we have an event like this here. Jason, I want to know, since we got two on two and the odds are a little even up here now, tell me a little bit about your involvement, Jason, with Abby's Help in Hand, and how you got involved with this deal.
Well, like Dale, when Carol and her family started talking about establishing Abby's Helping Hand as a nonprofit several years ago, they reached out and asked if we'd be interested in participating, and it was not a hard decision. They're such a great family and are so well respected in the community, and they wanted to do something that was just so magnanimous that it was an easy decision to say that we wanted to help.
How long have you been involved with them?
Dale and I have been involved since day one, and the organization has continued to grow. Participation in our events has continued to grow. And as far as the walk is concerned, and Carol's nodding her head because she knows that I say this on the regular, but the day of Abby's walk is the single best day to be a part of the East Windsor community. It shows what a great small town we really are, and that we're all willing and excited to come together to support a good cause that's run by a great family. And it's just a very, very special day here.
Well, you know, we talked about this, Jason, on other shows here about, you know, people either being a member of something or belonging to something here. This has become like a large family, this Abby's Helping Hand. It's no longer just a community event. I mean, you have board members. I believe there's 9 members on the board here now. You have sponsors that are out there on a regular basis. Jason, in your point of view here, this is now, like I say, a family. It's not just a group of people now. You guys have become a close-knit family, correct?
Certainly the folks who are working as directors have, but I think it goes beyond that. And I think that you see the same people and growing numbers of people who are participating and supporting our events, who are getting other people involved, who are recommending families that may be in need of some of the services that we can provide. And I think Carol will talk a little bit more about it, but we are able to help families across the state of Connecticut through the hard work of Carol and the board of directors in terms of the money that we raise. That's really a pretty special thing for something that literally meets around the Sauerhoffer's dining room table.
And that is exactly why, I'm sorry, Greg, that's exactly why we had people. We had people put their handprints on the hay wagon that we are going to use now for the walk and the community day parade for Abby's Helping Hand, because these supporters, they are part of Abby's Helping Hand. We could not do this without these supporters. So we wanted them to make their mark and put their handprint all over that wagon so that they know that they are part of this great cause.
Absolutely. Now, there's something here, guys, that, you know, we've talked about this, Carol, Dale, we talked about it on a couple of shows before. And by the way, Carol, you...
Greg, we lost you?
No, I said, Carol, did you get that link I sent you today?
Oh, I sure did. Thank you for the Home Depot. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that for sure.
Okay. What you know, as a media person, radio personality, and things that we do here, you know, we're involved in a lot of other activities with groups, not just charity people, but we're involved in a lot of special activity events, fundraising events, and things like that. And a lot of the folks that have been listening to the show, oh, by the way, guys, a little bit of a drum roll. The latest numbers in from the show are at 4267. 4267 total listeners so far. We're at 304 replays since the last show. And we have topped our percentage now at 91.2%. have participated in the show, and women participation now is at 59.3%. We had reached out to 37 states from the last show. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Great numbers. Wow.
Absolutely. Guys, you know, Abby's Helping Hand here, you've got to realize now that we're going to talk about some of the fundraising here, but you have now established a platform. And by me using the term platform here, Abby's Helping Hand, guys, I preach this and I say this a lot. It really seems like Abby's Helping Hand here now, the tree is growing. The branches are getting bigger. The tree is growing. The participation, sponsorship programs are out there now. Guys, I mean, sky's the limits here. And I don't know how much more I can emphasize this, but Dale, where can we see Abby's Helping Hand going here now to the future? I mean, what's our next step here? Where are we going from here?
Well, I know that you gave us some great tips the last time we spoke last week about getting to the racetracks with getting Cliff out and maybe getting to see Larry Cirillo and going up to Monadnock and maybe going to Waterford or to Thompson and trying to do something that way. Maybe, like you said, it was a great idea, that donation bucket. So I think, you know, the racing community is not new to Abby's Helping Hand. As I said, Jim Boyle has helped us in the past, and Jeff Burrell is how I met Joe. So we're not unkind or not unaware of the racing community, but I think we can capitalize on it, and I think that it'll give Cliff something that he can do, although he did say, don't give me any more ideas.
Yeah, we won't do that.
I thought it was a great idea, and I think it'll get, you know, Cliff back out of the house and visit some of his old racing buddies he hasn't seen in a while. Abby's Helping Hand, we're going to have a meeting on Sunday. We do it'll be our wrap-up for the walk, but we'll also be discussing our next strategy for our next fundraiser. We've got some applications on hand for scholarships and for help. So those are all things that we look at when the nine of us sit around the table, and obviously everyone has their own opinion, but at the end of the day, we come to a decision, and we're all very happy with it. So that we work very, very well together as a group.
You know, we talked about doing the racetrack deal, stuff like that, and I got an email from a group that does a lot of charity events and things like that, the Drivers Angels group, which is based out of South Carolina and all the way down into Alabama. And one of the groups that did a fundraising deal this past weekend at one of the local racetracks, they took, and this, I'm just throwing this out there just to let you know how wonderful and how amazing fans can be. 11 drivers took to the grandstand at intermission, and they raised $1,203 in 35 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I say,
wow,
the racing community, the fans, the drivers, is amazing. And like I say, it's so hard to fathom how much involvement there is out there. And I get so excited when I sit here and hear numbers like that. But Jason, I want to hear the good news. I want to get you on the microphone here. We can't corner the ladies all the time. Jason, how about a little bit of a drum roll, and how about some numbers for what we raised this weekend at Abby's Helping Hand Walk?
Well, as has been stated, we had about 670 people participating, which, despite inclement weather, was only 40 fewer than we had last year, which is quite a testament to the support in the community for what we're trying to do. This year, we raised about $35,000, and I got to tell you, there is no shortage of need out there for applications that we get in. So that money that we spend, or that we raise, turns around and gets spent on people who fit the mission of Abby's Helping Hands. And that really is an important part of it, is all of the money raised is put back towards people in need.
Absolutely.
The raffle, we did a raffle that raised just shy of $5,000. A lot of the raffle prizes were donated from different sponsors, which again goes to show the level of support that we have. We had individual donations in excess of $2,300, and between registrations and sponsors, we raised about $28,000, which is a pretty good year.
That's amazing. That is fantastic right there. And I know we talked on the last show, Carol and Dale mentioned some of the sponsors that, you know, help out with Abby's Helping Hand and step up to the plate and do their part and everything. Dale, this past weekend here, sponsorship participation, what would you say? We get a 5-star rating this weekend?
Oh, you know, we have a 5-star rating every time Abby hits the road, I'll tell you. We are just so blessed. Advanced Electrical Systems, Atlas Copco, BB Landscaping, Cliff Nelson Motorsports. Boy, will he kill me that I mispronounced that. Coda Construction, Sign Factory, Future Digital Imaging, Geisler's, Image DJ, as I had mentioned earlier. He's in Stratford and a wonderful gentleman to deal with. KidSpace, that's where we send a lot of these kids that need special needs assessments. Christie's, Southern Auto Auction, Mohegan Sun, the Littlest Bake Shop, TSC T-shirts. They're an in-kind sponsor. They get the prices down to the T-shirts so that it's actually affordable for us to be able to do them in the colors that we do, and in the rainbow is multicolored. So they've been very, very good to us. And then we have a lot of other sponsors. But, again, every time Abby takes the road, there's always somebody there that's going to be with a helping hand. So we're really lucky.
As Carol, this weekend here, even though the weather, you know, wasn't in your favor so much here, you know, that the numbers are amazing. You know, over 600 people turned out. You raised a lot of money down there. You had a great time. People enjoyed, you say it, and you know, you were sitting here telling me about how people bring the whole family down there. They brought their dogs, they brought, you know, the kids with them. This is what it's all about. And I think that what you have done over the past, you know, couple of years here with Abby's Helping Hand, that's why I say this has gone above and beyond just a small time event. This is a family event now. This is a community event. This is a calendar event. And, you know, looking forward to your next event right here. I think you ought to schedule the G-Man to come up there and just do some radio work. And, you know, we ought to just blow the lid off of East Windsor up there and have a good old country rock show and raise a bunch of money, I think. But that's just my personal opinion.
Smiling and nodding our heads, absolutely, absolutely.
We can.
I even know somebody that might put you up.
We're on TV. NBC did a plug for the Walk for Abby that morning.
I saw it.
I'm not sure. Did you see it?
Yes, I did. The newscaster there, the girl with the blonde hair and the blue dress there. I can't remember her name, but I did see it. I watched it. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's a guy thing. You can only pick out certain things. Names are not relevant unless, you know. But I do remember seeing it. I watched it, and I want to thank Elizabeth for sending me photos from Abby's walk. Yeah.
On our board, our photographer on our board. She's so great. Yeah.
I sent her an invitation to come on the show, but I guess she didn't get it, or she might have been busy, or Mike shy,
you know,
or
what?
Something. Huh.
Everyone will have their turn.
Definitely. You know, we're at the end of the month here now. Special events for a lot of the places, but guys, you know, I am just overwhelmed with the fact of how people can participate. Carol, now that it's all over, said, and done, I need to know, did Abby have a good time?
She did. You know what's funny? She probably slept through all of registration because it was cold, and I had her all bundled up, so she was nice and toasty. But she was sitting behind the registration tables, and everyone saw her as they came in. But she was, her eyes were closed. She was snoozing until I moved her up to when I had our kickoff, and she started rolling. So she was really good. She had a good day.
That's awesome. That is, and you know, like I say, the photos that I received from Elizabeth were great. I enjoyed looking at them very much, and I shared them with some people. And, you know, we did get, again, guys, Jason, I don't know if the girls had told you before, but there was a lot of interest that had come in from various areas outside of Connecticut. We're a nationally syndicated radio station. We do FM internet, and we do FM regular radio. We're syndicated in right now almost 40 states, U.S. and Canada as well. But we were getting a response, Jason, from folks that wanted more information about Abby's Helping Hand. And the reason being, Jason, is because mitochondria disease is something that a lot of people seem to be not too familiar with. There's a lot of blind areas, and the fact that it doesn't only affect, you know, with children. We have, you know, the Parkinson's, we have Lee's disease, we have autism. And I did some research, and I told you they're also looking into some issues with severe Down syndrome cases as well. But Jason, you know, I think the Abby's Helping Hand has actually reached and touched an area now to above and beyond the outside of just the Connecticut area here. Jason, what would your point of view be here to try to take Abby's Helping Hand, not just Abby's Helping Hand, but the cause and what Abby's Helping Hand represents here? What would your point of view be to try to branch out and get other areas and other communities involved with similar activities?
Well, that's actually a very good question. And we've been brainstorming a little bit, and you asked earlier about what some next steps would be. It would be fantastic to see Abby's Helping Hand walks for Abby pop up in other states. So for those listeners that you have in some of the 37 other states that in which you're syndicated, to have another Walk for Abby pop up somewhere else in the country and to be raising money for Abby's Helping Hand or for a similar organization that could be set up there or for the Foundation for Mitochondrial Medicine would be a tremendous win for the efforts that have been put in our small town here in Connecticut. So that, in terms of next steps, that would be a huge win for us.
Absolutely.
If they're within driving distance, Abby, Joe, Tim, and I will drive and participate in the walk.
Well, that's the thing. See, you know, and Carol, I know that, you know, we threw a couple of big things at you there a couple of weeks back about, you know, doing chapters with other areas and stuff. But like I say, guys, you know, we've set a platform here. We've really set a platform to something that's above and beyond just a community event here. And I was watching something, and I do this on a regular basis, and don't laugh at me here. I'm a big wrestling fan because my late uncle was a pro wrestler. And when he died, you know, I still follow wrestling quite a bit, and he was a pro wrestler for many, 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 many years. A lot of people knew him. 1,000 people attended his funeral when he passed away. A lot of people know him as the Big Swede Hansen. And, you know, they have a thing that they started now called the WWE Wish Foundation. And I researched it real quick last night. The Wish Foundation is very, very similar to something that you have, guys. And what it is children, young adults, and people who are not able to be a part of the community, they have a group that actually goes to them and does different events. They have, you know, of course they have the wrestlers that go there. Dale, here's another brainstorm, and I'm sure Cliff is going to be texting me in the next 22 minutes here. But what about taking some of the, you know, going to see some of the children, going to visit some of the people in the homes, maybe taking a couple of drivers, maybe taking people from the community? Have you ever done anything like that, folks?
Families that we invited to the walk that we sponsor as our guests. So Bella and Riley and Mason and Nathan were there. And when we deliver or when we you know, when we put up a ramp, we would go to the families. The whole board would go and visit them. We take photos. Yeah, we do even ribbon cutting. So we have met probably almost most of the families that we have helped. We have met either here at an event, coming to an event, or delivery of like an adaptive car seat or a wheelchair or, you know, a ramp, like I said. So we have actually met some of the families, or most of the families that we've helped.
Oh, that's great. See, that's what I mean, getting involved out there, because these are the kind of emails and things that, will be coming in. And I've been kind of monitoring with people throughout the week here with various shows and, listening to different people who are involved with something similar to what you're doing here. And it's overwhelming, guys, the amount of folks that participate and get involved. And I had a brainstorm. But I don't know if it will be something. But oh, by the way, Cliff did just send me a text message. And it was a great text message. It was a great one. Dale, you're not in trouble. Don't worry. But what about, guys, listen, here's something to throw across the table. Let's just throw this on the table. What if we planned sometime in the summer, what if we planned a radio telethon? What do you think?
Ooh. Okay, tell me more.
No. Okay, a radio telethon being to where we promote for, let's say, a couple of months, 2-3 months, a big buildup. We do I'll do it myself. We can create an event page on the internet, social media page, put it right on your Facebook, and we can do like 6 o'clock to midnight, have a couple of your representatives alternate time wise. I'll host the show. I'll set it up. People can call in. Your responsibilities would be to let the people know that come to your walks, your sponsors. You handle that part of it, and I'll handle the promotion end of it, and people can call in and do an online donation, and we can maybe throw a raffle in. We can raffle away some race tickets. We can raffle away some T-shirts. And when I say raffle, people will do it. I mean, it's a brainstorm. It may work. It may not work. But what do we got to lose?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. How about this, though? How about we do it in October, Abby's birthday month, and a kind of birthday radiothon, birthday. We did a birthday campaign her whole month, but we can piggyback on that and do it with a radiothon in October. How does that sound?
Hey, I'm just a player in the game here. You guys are the coaches. I'm all. I think it's awesome, but I see, this is what I say. I mean, Carol, see, you started something now. You opened up a big can of enthusiasm here. It's one of the things now to where I just can't stop. And I hope you guys don't mind me trying to throw some things out here on the table. But when I used to do the stuff for the Jimmy Fund, and when we did stuff with the St. Jude's people, and being a retired firefighter, there's so many things out there, guys, that, you know, people can get involved in. And, you know, October is a great month, because here's the deal. Short track racing is done. We ain't got to worry about competing with racetracks on a Friday night or a Saturday. We don't have to worry about that. It's a great time of the year. It's a festival time. Fall season in New England. Guys, come on. Who can beat it?
Right. Greg, I love your passion. Passion manifests miracles.
That's exactly right. Guys, I think October would be, you know, the deal. I think it would be great. Bill, what do you think?
I think October is great. As Carol had said, we've already had a few things going on, and now we can dovetail this telethon, the radio telethon on that. That's a win-win. I think it's great.
Jason, what do you think? Let's not leave you out. Let's get your 25 cents worth here.
My 2 cents worth of free advice. No, I think it'd be a great idea. I think it's exciting. It's something different that we haven't done a lot up in our neck of the woods. It's an opportunity for us to, as you said, use some promotional talents to branch out into and bring some new people in. I mean, this is exciting. It really is.
Well, like I say, guys, in order for it to work, there's one thing that you got to remember. It's TEAM, all right? There's no I in that word. It's strictly a team effort. So, you know, if you guys go to the table, go to the round table on Sunday, throw it out there. And, you know, and the reason why I say it's kind of a brainstorm here, you know, we sit here and we say, we raised $35,000 in the rain. 600 plus people came out to walk. The year before, you raised 50 grand one time, you raised 45 grand another time. You have raffles, you got things coming up, you know the people. If you get the word out to your sponsors, the same people who have been backing you for the last however many walks you've had, and we make some flyers, we do some social media jamming here, you know, I mean, put our nose to the grindstone, put our work boots on and get, you know, get out there and do some social media work here. Now that the big walk is over and we can take a deep breath and relax a little bit, guys, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit here, you know? You follow me?
Yeah, but Greg, I don't relax. We're on to the next thing. We're on to the next event. Yep, exactly. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I think an October Radiothon, capitalizing on Abby's birthday campaign, I think is a great idea, and I think it would just be something different that we've never done before, and tapping into a different audience. Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do, and we're going to make this the first team effort right here. Today is April 26th. May 26th, that's 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, let's see, let's do this. Between now and May 26th, that should give you guys enough time to talk with some of your sponsors, some of your group participation people, your board. What do you say we take that 30 days, get out there like you're selling Girl Scout cookies and T-shirts, and talk to people who you need to, and on May 26th, we'll do another show. Of course, we'll do stuff in between, but on May 26th, we'll do a premiere show advertising and promoting the Radiothon. Deal?
Sure.
Jason?
Absolutely.
Okay. Where'd you go, Jason? Don't tell me you're back there in the corner sleeping.
I'm sitting quietly.
Okay, don't. They won't bite.
I think that's a great benchmark. I think we can do it. I have all the faith in the world in Carol.
Uh-oh. Now I'm sure I'm going to get a text message from Cliff. But no, all kidding aside, guys. All kidding aside. Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
So what I was going to say is you're setting a goal for us, and goals are good. I pulled Carol aside and asked her, I was thinking about when we first started this and when she first said that she wanted to do a walk, and I remember her telling me that her goal was to raise $10,000. And I remember thinking, that is a wonderful thing, but that is an impossible target. But okay, I'll help. And the rest of us, you know, did what she asked us to do, but it was her vision. And after that first walk where she was trying to raise $10,000, she raised $50,000. So we're all about goals, and you've set us a goal that we're going to try and meet, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, here's the deal. If you're going to and don't take this as a condescending comment or anything different. When you play on my team, every day is positive.
Absolutely.
Okay? Every day is positive. That's how we have to look at life, because I deal with medical issues. I have bone cancer. So I deal with a issue every day of my life. And my outlook in life is, hey, I'm here another day. I see the blue sky and I see the green. It's a good day. Abby
yep.
wakes up every day. Abby wakes up with a smile every day. Abby has a great life. And guys, I just think that if we keep the faith, keep the positive outlook, there's always hope. Just like we said for the weekend here, Mother Nature did her best to try to, you know, throw the monkey wrench in the program. But you know what? She didn't succeed. She did not succeed. She might have slowed the program down, but you know what? 35K does not mean that she put a damper on that program. So, guys, I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I've got to say what I've said to Carol and Dale, Jason, for the last two shows here. You know, guys, we just always got to keep the faith. We put our faith in the big guy up top here. We let him make the decisions for us. And as long as we follow his decisions, how can we go wrong?
You're right.
I mean, we can't go wrong. We can't go wrong. You know, we got to remember, guys, it's a great cause here. And after the first show, guys, that you done with Abby's helping hand when Carol was on here by herself, the numbers, and I wait until the end here, the numbers, Carol, from the first show till now have increased over 19%.
Wow.
Okay. So 19% increase means an average of probably 1,100 listeners. Okay.
Wow, that's great. Craig, are you getting any specific questions that we need to answer or help people understand?
Well, the questions have been repetitive as far as they have a good understanding with the mitochondria disease now. That part they've understood. They enjoy the show. They have listened. The only questions that come up that I really and I've answered the questions to the people is what can they do to help? And I've asked you again, you know, to go to the website. Your contact information is on there. The people who have asked the questions have been not the same people. We have had the doctors come on there. Well, actually, I'll tell you what we do have, Carol, that came in this week here. Remember on the last show we had talked about PQQ?
Right.
Okay. I actually had some listeners that had sent in some information here that have actually been on a PQQ program. And the PQQ program that they have been on, and again, like I say, I take it with a grain of salt. I don't take it wholeheartedly. And the reason why I don't is because I have no factual proof. I'm not a doctor. I'm not qualified to answer medical questions. But from what people have written in, the PQQ program has actually been something that has really been a huge factor in their daily life routine. So Dr. Sanders that I told you had written in and talked to me, I have got some, I'm trying to get some information here to pass along to you. And I do have some, I've got quite a bit of information that I'll send to you on the PQQ program that you can look at. But those are the big things. People wanted to know more about it. People want to know more about your activities, your involvement. And the biggest question was, have you thought about going out and taking and doing expansion with your program to where you'll be out there? And I don't want to say house call because that's kind of a cliche term. But been out there and actually done seminars. That was one of the biggest questions that I thought was interesting. Have you thought about doing seminars about the mitochondria? Have you thought about doing stuff like that with the community?
Well, I think that's more for the Foundation for Mitochondrial Medicine to talk about mitochondria. I am actually attending a high school leadership program in early June, where I am talking to high school students who are showing some leadership qualities and talking to them about Abby's Helping Hand and how I formed it and how my leadership skills have helped in its success. So I am starting grassroots kind of talking about it. I have not thought about doing seminars. I'm not an expert in the mitochondria or the research, but certainly, forming 501c3s and fundraising and philanthropy. I don't have a certification or any kind of degree in it. It's just making my vision a reality. That's all it really takes.
Yeah, and see, that's the reason why a lot of the questions, guys, that come in I would love to sit here and respond to every single question that came in, but, you know, there's a fine line out here, guys, that when it comes to giving medical information or trying to be specific on things, because, you know, you don't ever want to give somebody some information that may be incorrect.
Right.
And we're not, like I say, you, me, Jason, Carol, Dale, we're not qualified to give out medical information. We can give information on personal experiences. We can give information in regards to, you know, the therapy that Abby attends and things that she has participated in. But, you know, like I say, that's the fine line right there, guys. But the other thing, you know, when it comes to teaching, Carol, you touched on something here that's pretty interesting here. The therapy and things that you've got Abby involved in with the horseback riding here, the music therapy and things like that, and being able to, work with the kids space and participate in things like that. I think that's something that needs to be, you know, emphasized with a lot of folks out there is, you know, never give up. I mean, there's so many things out there, autism. You know, how much involvement, that was something that somebody wrote in, wanted to know how much with autism, autism is something born with birth here, but mitochondria is not something that can be developed or detected at birth. It's something that, can come at a later stage. And these are the questions here, guys, that I can't answer for folks, and neither can any of you. So, but yes, to answer your question, Carol, we have a lot of people that are very inquisitive out there and want to know more about it. So, guys, anything that you can do to help the community to understand more about it, let's not stop. Let's continue to pursue this here. And get the word out there to more people as much as we can. Schools, the seminar part of it. Dale, let me ask you a question here now. Your next step here with some fundraising and things like that, and I got to be careful on this here. Cliff did send a message in that the racetrack idea and getting some drivers together, Dale, is a great idea. Something that he said he would be more than happy to work with here. I want you to know that he's 100% behind you.
Oh, he better be.
Jason, let me ask you this real quick here, and then we'll let you guys get about your business, and we'll get back to playing some music here. But, Jason, the involvement here, Carol's got my phone number. Dale, Cliff's got it. You got my email addresses, the contact information. If you need to get a hold of me, Jason, on some things. But if you need some information, guys, for the board, about doing a radiothon and what's involved with it and how we could do it. You need some ideas, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to send you guys some information. We've done it before. We've opened up the phone lines. It works. It's a great thing. We can throw some music in between. We can have, and I'll tell you what we can do. This is something that I'll probably, I'll get on the horn with here is, we could probably have some drivers come on here, talk a little bit. We can have some drivers do some promoting to raise a little bit of money. What do you think about that, guys?
I think that sounds awesome.
You know, that can be done. We've got some celebrity drivers that we can talk to, whether modified guys. You know, we can make that happen. We've got some guys in the World of Outlaws series that I can probably talk to. I can reach out to some people that may be able to help here. I've got some musicians I can talk to that may be able to come on here and, you know, help promote. So we've got tons of avenue, guys. We've got a multi-tree venue here that can really kick up and get some money raised here. So, guys, listen. I want to thank you guys for your weekend here, and you did a great job, Carol. I can't say enough, Carol, for what you've done. And Jason, you, Dale, all your board members, guys, it's nothing but amazing and outstanding of what you've done this past weekend.
Well, I wanted to say, I alone did not do this. My board is amazing. They just, you know, they step right up, and they just, at this point, because we've done it for 7 years, they just know what to do, and they come to the table with great ideas for improvements, because every year we do improve on the process and make it more efficient. Joe, there's a crew of people that help my husband Joe, and I just say, go, he's going to go, you know, he'll tell you what to do. Jason's one of those guys, and he's got his own crew that just, they're just amazing. They really are. And our supporters, gosh, I just love that they came out. They just.
Even the weather wasn't so great. They brought their kids. They brought their grandchildren. They brought their granddogs. I mean, they brought them all.
Yeah. My heart is still full. It's still full. It will be for a while.
Well, you know, like I say, guys, it's always a team effort. You know, and having you, Jason, Dale, come on the show here tonight, and I just make sure that you guys convey to the rest of the board members down there Sunday at your meeting that, you know, we are in full support and everything that you guys stand for, what you represent, where your goals are. You know, everybody has a goal and a plan in life. Carol, you set a goal that you wanted to raise $10,000. You raised $50,000. You raised $45,000. You raised $35,000. You have gone beyond your plan, and you've gone beyond your goals. Now what it is like, I remember we talked a couple of weeks back, Carol, I told you have a ladder. You start to climb that ladder. You reach that plateau at the top of the ladder. Well, there's no stopping you guys. You guys have more than a goal now. You guys have a future ahead of you, and what you have ahead of you now is a dream. And I live by something, guys. It's if you have a dream, walk your dream, live your dream. Never look back. Always look ahead and stay positive. And while you're looking ahead, leave a legacy. And the legacy that you leave is the good things in life that you have done for others. And you guys have done amazing things for people in life. You have done amazing things for Abby. You've done amazing things for your community, guys. You need to be more than proud of yourself. You need to give yourselves an outstanding standing ovation and let your board members know that you're a 100% team. And that's what life is all about, a team effort. But, Jason, I want to thank you, man, for coming on the show and being a part of it and being a part of Abby's Helping Hand, man. I'm really proud and glad to have you part of the show tonight, man.
It's been my pleasure, and we really can't thank you enough for your support. This kind of publicity and getting the word out about what Abby's Helping Hand is trying to do is really, really what is helping us to grow. So thank you for your support.
It's my pleasure, man. Like I say, I do it because I love you guys. I love the way that you conduct yourselves, and and some people say I'm over aggressive. Some people say, you know, I push too much, but I have always been the type of person that, you know, I like to take the reins and let's soar to the top. Let's put this thing up and over the top of the moon, and let's see how far we can go. So anything you need, I'm here. Call me, talk to me, send me emails, whatever. Let's push this 30 days, guys. Remember, May 26th. Write it down, jot it down, get a crayon, scratch it on the wall, get it tattooed or whatever. 30 days, May 26th will be the kickoff show for the Radiothon, so work on sponsors. Dale, boy, I'll tell you what. You got your hands full. You got some great ideas here to work with. By the way, I got your T-shirts today. They fit perfectly. And like I say, we need to really work on something here. And I'm seriously thinking I'd like to take a run up to Connecticut up there and do some kind of an event up there. And who knows? You know, maybe we can talk about that at a later date. But Carol, Dale, thank you so much for your involvement, Dale, and being a part of the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Craig. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem
at
all.
My blessed. Thank you so much. We're all so blessed.
You definitely are. And give my best and give our love to Abby there, Carol, and all the board members there. And guys, listen, we'll stay in touch. We'll have a great deal coming up here in the next 30 days. Let's work on it. Let's motivate. Remember, no I in the word T-E-A-M. It's all a team. Guys, I want to thank you. I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. We're going to get back here to playing a little bit of this classic oldies music here. And, guys, we'll be in touch. And like I say, God bless y'all. The faith, keep it, because it won't go away. Live the dream. Let's walk the dream, and let's have a good one. So from the G-Man here, Carol, Dale, Jason, God bless y'all.
Thank you.
God bless.
Take care.
Y'all have a good one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back to WMRG 95.7 here with the G-Man. Back to some good old classic music. It is now 8:22 in the Carolinas. It is classic oldie time once again. A little bit of CCR. We'll be right back. WMRG 95.7 with a G-Man here in the Carolinas. 80 degrees at 8:25 in the evening time under beautiful skies outside. Glad you could be with us here tonight. That was a great hour show right there, folks. The good folks from Abby's Helping Hand. Carol Sauerhoff, I want to thank her. Dale Nelson and Jason Boza here to come on the show and tell us all about this past weekend here. Had a great time up there in East Windsor, Connecticut. $35,000. That's right. They raised $35,000 for the Walk for Abby up there. Great turnout. Over 600 plus people showed up. And boy, I'll tell you what, you just can't get any better than that, folks. Got some great things coming up. If you were listening to the show, possibly a radiothon coming up here. We'll let you know. We got a time limit going. We put them on a 30-day countdown. That's right, 30-day countdown here to find out exactly which way we're going to go with that here. So stick around for updates and further information. Don't go anywhere. We still got lots of time, lots of music here at the Classic Oldies Show, 8:26 p.m. in the Carolinas here. I am the G-Man, 95.7, and a little bit of time for some Garden of Eden.
Get the praise of the Lord this morning, this week, yeah. He said,